Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to what we want to accomplish this week in our business, and sometimes for the month or the end of the month. We have all sorts of different topics. We do personal development topics. We do product topics. We do business topics, you know, a little bit of everything. And today, just coming off of the trip, what I thought we would really talk about is sort of dive into the psychology of earning a trip and sort of the why people earn a trip and why do people not earn a trip conversation. Because I know most of us would say on this call that we probably would love to earn a Shackley trip. And then what does it really take to make it happen? And so I'm going to actually take you guys back before we start the actual discussion part here. I'm going to step back and say, you know, a little bit about what happened for me when I first got into Shackley, because when I first started, I didn't start this business to earn trips. I started the business because we needed an income. In our family, we had had a layoff, and so we were really struggling from a financial perspective and looking forward to, you know, how are we going to pay the bills, put food on the table, that type of stuff. So as I, you know, learned more about what Shackley had to offer, I thought, well, gosh, who wouldn't want to go on a trip, right? You know, I think all of us say that. Who wouldn't want to go on a trip? And I can remember a couple of the trips that Shackley offered when I was first starting. You know, things like they were going to Italy, they were going to Paris, they were going to Switzerland, they were going just to some really fabulous places. And there was one trip in particular, and it was the Switzerland trip that I really thought I was going to earn. And I put it down on paper. I had a goal board. I had a little poster of Switzerland in my office. And I saw the poster every single day, but I never did the activity necessary to earn the trip. Because what really happened for me was I never sat down and figured out what would it take for me to actually earn the trip. I looked at it every day. I was really excited. I wanted to go on the trip. But I didn't figure out a plan. I didn't get a plan of action in place. And it wasn't until I understood how important it was to actually have an action plan to earn these trips. That was really the turning point for me. That was the moment when I said, okay, I'm going to earn these trips. And I started earning the trips, and I've qualified for a trip every single year since then. And so it really does come down to having a plan of action. And you guys have all heard me say before, having a plan A, a plan B, a plan C. And when I say have a plan of action, yes, you start out with one plan, but it doesn't always end up being that plan that gets you to the trip. There are times when, you know, other circumstances kick in, or maybe, you know, you had planned on a certain person getting to director because you needed a director, and then that person decides to stop building a business for whatever reason, and you don't actually move forward and with that person. So you've got to have a plan B. You've got to have another person in place or have another plan for how you're going to get the points necessary for the trip. So I know that that was sort of a long, convoluted way to get started on this call, but I just wanted to sort of throw it out there because I'm sure some of you are in the place that I was in when I first got started, thinking, yes, I absolutely want to earn a trip, but maybe not making that plan of action. So why don't we talk first? How many of you have put a trip of any sort that Shackley has offered on your goal board? How many of you wanted to go on a Shackley trip? And don't
talk about it. I have, absolutely.
Hey, Jackie. Okay. And so since you're the first person that answered, we're gonna dive into that just a little bit with you. So what has happened for you to either earn a trip or not earn a trip? And I don't know if you've ever earned a trip with Shackley before or not, so.
I haven't.
Okay.
And what was your question?
So what would you say, what is the reason why? Like, what has happened that has gotten in the way of you earning a trip?
It is not having a clear thought out plan. And when I do, I get confused and I'm unsure of myself if I'm doing the right thing or not. So
In terms of the steps
and in terms of where I'm balancing my time.
Okay. So talk a little bit more about that. So when you say balance your time, So you haven't put a plan of action together. That was the first thing. But then, so how would you know where to balance your time if you haven't put a plan of action in place?
Yeah, that's it. It gets pretty confusing if there's no plan of action. I've had plans, the 90-day plan, but I don't feel confident when I'm doing them. I'll do some in-homes or I'll do some once a month I do a live presentation, a health chat at a Panera, and I find that it was good. It started off good, but I'm not inviting enough people, or I just don't feel confident. Sometimes I feel like I'm bugging people, and so I scrapped my plan.
Okay. Right. So I think sometimes it's easier to scrap the plan than to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, if we're all just honest with ourselves, because I think that's really what it comes down to sometimes. It's like, okay, this isn't working, and I need it to work in order to make my plan happen. And so we really have to dive in sometimes and figure out what am I not saying properly? What's going wrong here? Why are people not closing the way I hope they close? You know, there's all sorts of different questions we could ask ourselves around that. So who else would like to maybe add something? I mean, there's a lot of things that we could add here for Jackie, but I want to make sure we get everybody having a chance to sort of throw some of this out on the table, and then we can dive into a little bit of sort of the how do we tweak it. So what are some other people's thoughts on why you've earned a trip or why you haven't earned a trip? I know we've got folks on here who have definitely earned trips before, and I also know that we've got folks on here who haven't earned a trip yet. So what are some thoughts?
Hi, Jennifer. It's Trista.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, I've wanted to go on several of the trips. I won't say all of the trips, but I remember the year that the trip was Hawaii, and that was pretty new to Shackley. And I had a plan A, and that was it. And I was working my plan A, and then it was like a month left before, like, the final qualification, and I'm like, you know what, plan A is just not going to happen. I'm not doing it. So I ended up going to actually somebody else on your team. They had an event in the area, and I brought people. And she says, what do you mean you're not going on the trip? You said you were going on the trip, and I'm going on the trip. And so she, like, really helped build up my confidence and my belief. And she said, you go home and you figure out how you're getting on the trip. So I did. And all of a sudden I had the belief. I had now a plan B. It was kind of the only plan left for me at that point because I had 1 month to do it. And I just ran. I remember all the way till midnight getting orders, putting in orders, making sure, like, you know, everything was in place for the trip, and I did it. And it was like, it was kind of like the Napoleon Hill, the burn the bridge. I'm doing this no matter what it takes. No excuses. Here's my plan. I'm running for it. I'm a blue personality, which means it has to be fun or I really lose interest. So I, because it was Hawaii, I would make my smoothies every day, and I would put them in a cute little, like, margarita glass with an umbrella, and I would dress up in Hawaiian clothes, and I would make my phone calls, and for me, it made the process fun, but I had a plan in place, and I was totally, totally committed to that, and I would say that's the difference between the trips that I haven't achieved is I'll have kind of a plan or only a plan A, and then once plan A doesn't work out, I'm like, I'll forget it. And it's just easier, like you just said, it's easier to kind of jump ship than to figure out another way. Unless, of course, we want it bad enough. And so I would say that's the big difference for me, because I've earned trips, earned a trip, and I've earned a trip. And that was the big difference.
Well, and you just said, I think, the key phrase, it's sort of that whole Napoleon Hill burn the bridge. Right? Because the minute you burn the bridge and you say the only option that I have is to make this a reality. And for those of you who don't know the Napoleon Hill burn the bridge, let me just quickly fill you in on that. In the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, there's a little segment in one of these chapters that talks about a group of warriors who were fighting another country, I believe it was. And they actually came in on a boat to fight this other country. And they got off the boat and they burned the boat. And so by burning the boat, they couldn't get back on the boat and go home. They had to win or else they were going to die. They couldn't retreat and leave. And so it's sort of this whole concept of burn the bridge, burn the boat, make sure that you've given up. You know, the only option for you is success and there's no other way out. And when you do that, you work differently. You really do make it happen because then it's not just about a plan A. You've got to have a plan B and a plan C and a plan D because you have to earn the trip. There's no other option. That's the only option for you. So, you know, Trista, I think that probably was a big piece of it for you is that you had actually done that for yourself with the Hawaii trip. And I think with other trips, perhaps maybe you hadn't done that. Was that safe to say?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I have not had that same philosophy with the other trips. Maybe starting off, but even this year when on the call, let's see, maybe it was last Monday when we talked about the points for the trip, I went through the points again. I thought, oh, my gosh, I only have a plan A. So that's on my list of when I have non-income-producing time, like free time this weekend where I really can't make calls because I have other stuff going on or it's early, early morning or late, late night, that I'm going to sit down and do, you know, like you said, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D to make it happen. And so just for me in the past week realizing, wow, I'm back at only having a plan A again. It may not happen if I only have a plan A, so make sure I have the other plans in place. So I think that's really a valuable statement.
And so now, so the two people who've shared so far this morning, just to sort of do a real quick recap here, because obviously we've got other folks that are going to share, hopefully. So Jackie had said that she didn't have a plan. Like that for her was a frustration in the past of maybe why she hadn't earned some of the trips is by not having a plan. And Trista is also saying the same thing, that you have to have a plan, but also you have to commit to the plan. So once you have a plan, you have to say, okay, no matter what, I'm going to make this happen, or else you won't have a plan B, plan C, plan D. You'll just have a plan A. And if plan A doesn't work, then it's easier just not to dive in and figure it out, which is also a little piece of what Jackie was saying, was that, you know, sometimes it's easier just to sort of give up than it is to dive in and figure out how to either tweak it or how to get a different plan in place. So let's keep moving forward here. Who else would like to share about maybe why you have earned a trip or why you haven't earned a trip in the past? Who else would like to share?
Good morning. This is Denise. I jumped in a little bit as Trista was speaking, so I'm not sure if she talked about this, but in addition to the plans, I know you have to have your head in the game. Earning the trips for me, and we probably did talk about that as part of the planning, but just, you know, making sure that your head's in the game, believing in it, making your affirmations, your goal boards, like Trista said, you know, whatever you have to do, whether it's, you know, dressing the part, talking the part, breathing the part, all those things to help your self-talk so that you're moving in the right direction with your thinking as well.
So let's dive into that a little bit more, Denise. So when you've earned a trip, it sounds like your head has been in the right place. So talk a little bit more about what you did to keep your head in the right place when you've earned the trips.
I definitely think drawing out the plans for me has really been beneficial, you know, drawing the circles, drawing out the plans, staying engaged every single day looking at that, not letting a day go by, so that you're keeping your head engaged in how it's going to work, right, a little bit of that, because you can't just hope for it. You have to have some plans in place. So wrapping your head around the fact that you have those plans out there and just doing the work and not really worrying about the how, but just doing the work. And then the head, I don't know, for me, when I'm more active, right, it's easier for my negative self-talk to go along with my beliefs. That makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it makes complete sense, and I think that that's a huge part of it. So when we talk about the concept of, you know, burning the bridge, that's a piece of the head game, right? That's you've got to commit fully 100% to say, you know, I'm in this 100%. But then it's like the day-to-day steps. It's, you know, keeping it in front of you. I mentioned that when I had the first trip that I had wanted to earn that I didn't earn with Shackley way back in the day was, I had the poster there in my house, in my office. I was seeing the poster every day. I was really excited, really wanted to go on the trip. But I never put a plan in place to figure out exactly what it was going to take. And so then, of course, I didn't do the activity, or at least I wasn't doing the right activity to get me on the trip. So sometimes we can have our head in a good spot around the trip. Like I would say my head was in a good space around the trip itself and getting really excited about going to Switzerland, but I didn't put the action in place. So I think there's like that bridge that we have to sort of cross, is that there's two parts. It's A, keeping our head in the game, and B, having a plan and being in action in the right steps to make that plan a reality. So what
Jennifer, this is Becky.
Hi.
Hi. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this has been said either. I've been on for a few minutes. Anyway, but just the belief system that you actually, not just the keeping your head in the game once you realize you can earn it, but just the belief system that that you either can, and that kind of goes deeper even, you know, like you even go deeper to like, am I even worthy to earn this and such. But something that really strikes me on a lot of the trips is that for some organizations, it seems like a non-negotiable, like the whole team earns it. It's not just kind of like, oh, some people earn it some years, other people earn it other years. But I kind of wonder what the headspace is around that whole idea. They clearly believe that they're supposed to, that they're, it's just like you go to convention, you go on the trips. And that's a whole nother level of belief, I think.
I agree with you, Becky. And I think you're absolutely right that there's a different mindset for those folks. And so I wonder if it isn't even the collective idea that everybody's going to go together. It's going to be fun. Sort of like,
yes.
You know, Trista, you were saying before that you've got a blue personality and it has to be fun. Well, I think, Becky, that some of it is that the teams that go, they have so much fun together. No one wants to miss out. Everybody wants to be there together.
Yes. Yeah.
And they plan stuff. You know, they have a special dinner at the event. They hang out around the pool together. They've got the kids are getting to know one another. You know, like it's a big experience all the way around, from the families to the people earning it. So who else would like to share?
This is Jan Haggerty. I'm going to admit something. We earned the new directors conference, and I've been sitting here thinking, I don't remember having a plan B, but as you were talking about belief, I realized I did have a plan B. I really did know that we were capable of earning the new directors conference, and we had a plan A, and we were tracking it, you know, every month, and we were making sure that every month we were, you know, making the presentations and doing whatever we had to do to get the average that we needed to add up to the total over the, you know, that period of time. And I guess my plan B actually was I was going to buy a product in the final month, you know, if I needed to make up the difference. But I couldn't really afford to do that. So I guess I did have a plan B, which would have been I would have bought product. But I think what really made the difference was that I believed I could do it, and whereas with, you know, we had goals to go on a couple other trips, but then we weren't really in believing that we could do it, so we never actually put the plans in place.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that, because I actually think that's a challenge for a lot of folks. Is that people, and maybe if I would be able to go back mentally and figure out why I didn't earn Switzerland, it probably was lack of belief. You know, it sounded like a great trip. I wanted to go. I thought it would be fabulous to be on the trip. But did I really believe that I could earn that free trip? Probably not. And so how do we build up that belief? You know, some of that comes from the affirmation process. Some of that comes from, you know, diving in deeper into the psychology. I know, Becky, you had thrown out there that, you know, maybe some people don't think they're worth it or some people don't think that they should earn it. You know, and maybe that's some of it, too, for us. But every single person, when you go on these Shackley trips and you see who all's there and you see the effort that they had to put in some cases people put in astronomical effort, especially when it's a top achiever trip, and they do all this amazing work. But on the dream trip, what you hear a lot of people saying is, you know what, I just worked the things that I knew I needed to do. I needed to develop directors. I needed to increase my volume. And those are the two things that make it happen. You know, it isn't rocket science. And, of course, we get sponsoring points. And so, you know, I don't see why any of us shouldn't be getting all of the sponsoring points possible, because that's a really easy way to get a big chunk of points. But it takes a plan. It takes consistency. It takes making sure that you're doing those activities day in and day out. So Becky, I'm going to go back to you for just a second. Do you mind just sharing how you keep your head in the right place? You know, you've earned, I don't even know how many trips over the years, you've earned boatloads of trips. And how do you keep your head in the right place? You've got a lot going on with your kids. You've had some challenges health-wise with some of your children over the years.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, especially
yeah.
Right now, I know. How do you keep your head in the right place?
I'm going to answer it in two ways, to be honest. I'm going to tell you that we've earned almost every trip, not the top achievers trips, but the other trips. But I think there's something to that, not earning the top achievers trip that goes along with it. But I think that with the exception of one trip that, quite honestly, we threw to a downline. I mean, to be blatantly honest, a few years ago, we threw a trip to a downline. Won't explain the details, but we wanted them to have the trip instead. But the other two trips that we haven't earned, I think that was mental. Like, I'm sure it was. It was really like, we're not going to be able to get the child care together. We're really just not going to be able to go on this trip. So I think that that's, you know, fair for me to say, to be honest with you guys, that even we have mental pieces in this game. As big as a business we have, there are times when we play mental games with ourselves, because truth is that we've always been able to get the child care together before, right? So why wouldn't we have been able to get it together that time also? And so, you know, the majority of the time we do earn the trips, and it's because we believe that, well, I mean, it's kind of a non-negotiable. It's like, we're supposed to be there. We're going to earn it. Our kids talk about, like, well, where's the next trip? And, like, to them, they're like, what do you mean you didn't earn the trip? Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a family. Like, I'm sure, Jennifer, you have this with Kelsey and David, too. You know, it's just, it's what happens. It's what happens in our business. And so there's clearly, you know, a mental piece. It's a lack of belief that we won't earn it. I think is the only way to put it. And, you know, then when we haven't, I can definitely mentally, I don't even have to go back. I already know that, like, when we haven't earned a trip, and even the top achiever trips, like, how are we going to go to XYZ? How are we going to go to Africa? We could have made it work. You know, like, we could have made it work, but we kind of play mental games with ourselves, no matter what level that we're on. And so, I mean, I always, you know, I believe, I know you say this business is 80% mental, and there have been people on our team that I've looked at them and said, for you, this business is 95% mental. Because if you already know the action steps of how to build the business, which, let's be honest, if you don't know the action steps in the first 3 to 6 months, you didn't take Latin University, you haven't been working with your upline. So once you know the action steps, and then you get good at them, which you really should be good within 12 to 24 months. I mean, Eric Worre would say 12 months. Once you know that, then the business becomes 90 to 95% mental. Because you already know the action steps. We can do them in our sleep. It could be 4 a.m. in the morning. The phone could ring, and I'm 100% certain that my husband and I could take an order in our sleep. We might even be able to sign up a Gold Ambassador in our sleep at 3 a.m. in the morning, half asleep. We may wake up and look at it written on paper and go, who took that order? Do you remember taking that? But we could do it because we already know the steps.
Absolutely. And so I think you're so right that once you know the process and the steps, then it really is a mental game. And so for most people on this call right now, it's a mental game. And so how do we keep our head in the right spot? And it's a question that we ask about every aspect of this business. You know, what's it going to take to make our numbers? What's it going to take to get our income where we want it to be? What's it going to take to earn the trips? I mean, each one of those pieces is absolutely a head game for us. So, you know, we talk about having a vision board. You want to know where you're going and why you're going there. And then you really have to do what Trista said earlier. You've got to burn some bridges around it. You've got to make it such a strong commitment that you are 100% committed to making it happen, that you are going to make it happen no matter what. And we've got a trip next year to Cabo. And so let's just throw that out on the table. You guys have all of April through the end of December to earn the trip to Cabo. And there's not a single reason why every single person on this call can't earn that trip. The only reason you won't earn that trip is if you don't believe it. So if in your head right now you're saying, oh, yeah, I can't make it. And so, you know, some of the folks have been honest here on the call and said, you know what, that there's been times that they haven't earned the trip, and it's been because they lacked the belief. Other people have said they didn't have an action plan. Well, it is April 10th, and every single one of us has time to develop an action plan and put that action plan into place and earn the trip. You could earn the trip in a couple of months. In all honesty, if you've got your plan of action in place, you could earn the trip in a couple of months. It doesn't take all 8 months or 9 months, whatever it is now, to earn the trip. You really can do it very quickly if you've got the right plan in place. So what would stop you from doing that? Is there anybody on the call who's got some sort of hesitance or something coming up for them that's sort of making them think, well, gosh, I may not still earn the trip? Anybody willing to share what might be going up for you or coming up for you? So everybody's going to be on the trip?
Yeah. Yes, we're going to be on the trip, China too.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh.
Somebody had to say it, right?
Yes.
Trisha's going to be on the trip. I don't know who else is on the call from my team, but they're going to be on the trip.
Well, you got Marianne on here. You got Pandora on
I'm
here.
In. I would wager to say that anybody on this call right now is going to be on the trip. I just put you guys all on the spot. The whole call.
Well, we should. Everybody should be on that trip. Everybody can earn the trip. So if there's something coming up for you, and obviously I know I put everybody on the spot here by saying, hey, you know, share if there's something coming up for you. But if you've got something going on inside that's holding you back from earning the trip, if there's a lack of belief or if you're thinking, gosh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what the steps are, let's do a strategy session. Let's get a plan of action in place so that you can make it happen. And so you've got amazing uplines in the organization. So if you're on the cash team, Becky and Chris would love to work with you to get you there. If you're in the Underwood team, same thing there. You know, we've got loads and loads of leaders in the organization who know how to help you reach this. So call, get your strategy session planned. I will help you if you don't have an upline that's, you know, in between you and I. Absolutely, I'll help you. And if you do have an upline there and you need some extra strategy work, just give me a call. Reach out. Send me a message. And let's set up a time and let's get a strategy plan in place so that you can get into action and make it happen. So since we didn't have anybody who wanted to share some of those vulnerabilities, we're going to wrap the call up here. But I would love to see every single person on that next trip. I'm just going to end with just a couple of notes about this last trip. And I think all of you know these are the things that happen on Shackley trips. But every single night, Shackley had gifts in the room. We got little purses that were handcrafted in Mexico. We got bags that had, you know, Shackley logos on them. The master coordinators got spoons that were handmade in Mexico. We got a wooden spoon that has a Shackley logo on it, and then we got a spoon holder for that you put by the stove in case, you know, as you're cooking, you've got a dirty spoon that you want to just sit there while you're still stirring your food. We got energy chews and snack bars, and, you know, there was this smoothie bar every single morning, and you could go up and you could get whatever kind of smoothie you wanted made. It was an unbelievable trip, absolutely unbelievable. I could sit here and keep listing all the different gifts. I've got so many gifts sitting around the house here. We got, you know, beach towels, and we got pens that have the Shackley logo on them. I mean, just we had even they gave us this 10 little bags to carry your dirty laundry home, and they have the Shackley logo on them. You've got little bags that you can put your shoes in so you don't stuff your shoes when you're packing your shoes in your luggage. So just lots and lots of fun, gifty things that Shackley provides. But it's really the camaraderie. It's the opportunity to spend time with all the other leaders in Shackley. I had some amazing strategy sessions personally with some of the other senior masters and presidential masters that were there, just an opportunity to really dig into their brain and dig into their heads and, of course, spending time with the team. And so just think about some of those things. Maybe those are things that you want to put on your goal board. Maybe those are things that don't really mean anything to you, and there's other reasons why you want to be on the trip. But let's all go to Cabo next year. We can absolutely be there. And, of course, China, having a private dinner on the Great Wall is just going to be an unbelievable experience for every single person who earns that trip. And so we hope to see each and every person on the call. Have a fabulous Shackley week. Get those strategy sessions done and those action plans in place. And we'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.